Praise Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 to 44. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Hallelujah. And it says there beautifully that the fear and respect came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. That's what the scripture says. My dear brothers and sisters, the local church has been described as a laboratory where believers learn to love one another regardless of color, nationality, or financial status. Our common heavenly citizenship is in the one dominant and factor and dominant tie that binds our hearts together. One of the basic results of our weekly corporate worship should be the growing bond of love and unity that develops between believers. This bond of fellowship should result in God's family members learning to care, honor, and serve one another in love. We should treat others with the same tenderness and understanding that we have experienced from God Himself. This determination to live in a love relationship with fellow believers is infinitely more important than the issues or differences that may separate us. Christian unity does not mean that we must eliminate all diversities. We should be able to differ with each other while maintaining love, respect, and a warm, unified spirit. When our differences get out of hand and hard feelings develop, however, the communion service should always be a reminder that we must reconcile our differences and once more restore a spirit of unity within the body of Christ. The bread and the cup of the Lord's Supper should remind us of this truth each time we participate together, as recorded in 1 Corinthians 11, 17 to 34. Hallelujah. So reflect on this statement. I should value not only those for whom Christ died, but above all those in whom Christ now lives. Consider how a more loving and caring relationship could be promoted among the members of our local church. Amen. So let's consider that. Let's maintain the unity of Christ in the bond of peace in the body of Christ. And this Sunday, when you come together to worship the Lord, ensure that the unity is maintained in the spirit of love and harmony in the house of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. Abba, Father, we are honored to be called your sons and daughters. We are honored to be, Lord, known as Christians. We are honored to be called a community of faith, a community of believers. And I pray, O Lord God Almighty, that as, O Father God, we dwell in your word, and as we understand that what it means to be united in spirit, I pray that in every aspect of our living, we will be able, O Father, to enjoy the diversity, yet maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace in the house of God. Abba, Father, give us the grace, give us the courage, give us the boldness. Give us, O Lord God Almighty, that love in our heart. Give us compassions in our bowels. Give us, O Lord, the mind of Jesus. And I pray that in everything, you will receive the preeminence and the glory. Today, O Lord, as your people step out to their jobs and to their businesses in running, O Lord, the daily chores, O Father God, I pray that you will bless them, you will be with them, you will uphold them with your right righteous hand, you will keep them from the evil one, you will enlarge their territory, increase their borders, bless them, O Father, with wisdom and understanding and knowledge, counsel and might, and the fear of God to be their portion. I also pray, Lord, for the ones who are sick in our midst, I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. Lord God Almighty, your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed and made whole. Hallelujah. And I thank you for that, O God. I pray that in everything you will receive the preeminence and the glory. And we thank you for the health and the strength, the vigor and the vitality and the long life that you provide to us as your flock. And we bless you for that. We give you all the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen.